is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be discussing our fall TBR update. But first, what will you be reading next?
I will be reading New Moon.
Okay.
By Stephanie Meyer. I read Twilight. Now I'm going to read New Moon. I'm excited.
Yeah. And you've seen the movies a million times.
Yes, so I already know, but the books are very different.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how different they are.
What did you see that was different in Twilight, the movie, and the book?
Oh, literally so much. Like, the main points are the same. It's just the way they're brought up. So, like, in the movie, like, the big one, when they're in the woods and she's like, I know what you are. And he's like, you know, all that stuff. Well, they're, I think they're in the car when that gets brought up. Or they're in the meadow.
Yeah.
Like, they're not in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, that stuff is the same. Like, it's the same wording, but it's, like, a different scene. Yeah. And that's what a lot of it is, like, just things happen differently, but the main points are the same.
Yeah.
And so that's all you can really ask for, like, for all the points to be the same. But, yeah. I definitely like the book a lot better than the movie, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Newman's the same way. It's like, well, that didn't happen like that.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm currently reading, what do you call it? Eclipse.
Okay.
And I'm like more than halfway through that one. So I'm so excited to read or watch the next movie.
I love Eclipse, the movie.
Okay.
It's like a lot of people hate it. I love it though.
Why do they hate it?
A lot of people like New Moon, the movie. I'm like, it was literally so boring to me personally.
I liked it. I don't think
I thought
boring.
It was boring because I love Edward and we didn't get a lot of Edward. And so that's why I didn't like it as much.
Yeah, because he's like deuces.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay.
Don't Edward.
No.
No, you, nope. no, I know. We kind of talked about it briefly.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. No, I love it.
I literally have a Barbie doll of him, okay?
Okay, so, yeah, you do. That's hilarious. I actually want one now.
I don't know if they still make them. Like, I think she got it when, like, it was
happening, like, yeah. Coming out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know that love triangles exist for you to be either team this person, team that person. So I'm, like, trying to be not persuaded by what the book is, like, making someone sound better or someone sound worse. And I don't think I'm being influenced by, like, how the writer is trying to make a certain character be portrayed right now, but I'm kind of like, I really like how Jacob yearns for her.
Yeah, and that's in the movie too. Like, he's down bad for her.
Yeah,
he's down bad.
I do know how it kind of ends and who he imprints on, so I'm like, what the, that's gross. But that's only because I know, like, from social media or, like, pop culture references and stuff. So yeah, I'm currently, I do think Edward and Bella should be endgame. I think he just loves her so hard, and he's protective. I think he's a better version of Tamlin.
Yo. No.
I said better.
But you can't even compare the two. You really can't.
How? They're both some fantasy creature.
Yeah, but Tamlin was, like, so bad.
I know. That's why I'm saying Edward is better.
Yeah, but, like, how are you going to compare them? How are you going to compare Edward to Tamlin versus, like, Reese?
Reese is his own thing. Okay. He's his own tier.
Okay, but, like, any other fantasy man, how are you going to compare Edward to Tamlin? That doesn't make sense.
Because Tamlin was so protective and, like, kept her in her room all the time.
Yeah.
And Edward's doing the same thing in New Moon.
He doesn't, no, he's just trying to protect her. He doesn't keep her in the room. Homegirl's depressed because he's gone. She loves him just as hard.
Oh, maybe I'm talking about Eclipse right now. Wait, they're merging. I can't remember. I think I'm talking about Eclipse, maybe.
I don't know.
Yes, I am talking about Eclipse. Oh my gosh. I'm like 400 pages into this book, and this book is so long.
Is it really?
So that's why I'm thinking about New Moon. Okay.
Anyway,
Eclipse is making me Team Jacob.
we have gone off the rail.
Okay. That is okay. You know, they deserve this. They deserve to listen to our Twilight
The
talk.
thing is, I haven't read New Moon or Eclipse yet, so once we like both read the books,
Yeah.
I feel like then we can talk about it because
We
I
can
don't
have a
know how
Twilight
it,
episode.
yeah, I don't know how it goes down in the books yet, so
Yeah. I know. That's what I was telling you, was that you are
yeah.
getting totally different Edward and Jacobs. I'm getting totally different, you know? So, okay. Twilight spiel over. We'll make a whole episode.
Yeah.
But what am I reading next? Next, I'm going to be reading Breaking Dawn. So,
Okay. You're like sticking to the series though.
I
Like,
am.
cool.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's really good. I'm like, oh, I miss Bella, you know? And like the Seattle like rainy scene. I'm like, oh, that's just so good right now.
Yeah.
Let's hit the spot.
And it was raining the other day, so.
Yeah, so good. Okay. Let's get started on our TBR update.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Okay, so I think I had 12 on my TBR.
Okay.
I think. I can't remember because I like kind of rearranged my full TBR.
Yeah.
But I'm going to list the ones that I had first. So, like, kind of remind y'all. So, I had One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig, Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo, Guild by Raven Kennedy, Pines by Blake Crouch, Twilight by Stephenie Meyer, Not Quite Dead Yet by Holly Jackson, Saving Six by Chloe Walsh, Magnolia Parks Into the Dark by Queen Jessa, by Invitation Only by Alexandra Brown Chang, Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross, One Dark Shore, no, Wild. Wild Dark Shore by Charlotte McConaughey, and then Alchemy of Secrets by Stephanie Garber. Yeah, and so that's 12. And from those 12, I read 1, 2, 3, 4, 9. But from, so I read 9 out of the 12, but I read One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns, Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom, and then I read Guild, Glint, Gleam, and Glow.
Okay. So like kind of like the sequels.
Yes, so I read like the series of those. So kind of went off my TBR, but it's like within the series,
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
yeah.
That's good though. What
Yeah.
is that? 75%? Three
Basically,
fourths? Yeah.
I didn't read three.
That's
And
good. Which ones
so
did you not read?
I didn't read Wild Reverence. I have it. I just have not read it yet. Wild Dark Shore and then Alchemy of Secrets. I just haven't been like they're not calling to me.
No.
So I didn't pick them up and they're still not calling to me.
Honestly,
So
reading Quicksilver, there is the term alchemist in the book. So now it's making me want to read Alchemy of Secrets. Because if it's kind of like that, I'm gonna be like, that's my kind of book. Because I'm liking Quicksilver right now. Okay. But that's pretty good though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I had a really good fall.
That's good.
Yeah, right now I'm kind of struggling, but I'm
Yeah.
hoping to pick back up. I've just been really busy at work,
Yeah.
and I feel like that's causing me to slow down. Like, I've only read, like, we're recording this end of November, and I've only, like, physically read, like, three books. So it's rough out here.
That's hard.
Yeah,
You miss it.
I
It's like
do.
an addiction, like
I
a
know. I'm
withdrawal.
fiending for like to read
And
again.
sniff the pages.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we have a week left in November at the time that we're recording this. So that's like a good one or two
I
books.
know, and I think I can read probably two,
Yeah.
but I'm falling behind on my
Oh
reading
no.
goal,
Yeah.
so I might have to listen to an audiobook. I listened to a short story and I just have like a really hard time like counting, like I counted it towards my reading goal, but I don't think I can do that like a lot because short stories they're like what 50, 75 pages and I just feel bad. I feel like I'm a fraud.
That's how I feel about audiobooks. I'm like, I want to
Nah,
go,
those count.
I want to go see how many audiobooks I've read and how many physicals I've read. 'Cause I feel
Well,
like it's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, you can like next year you can set a goal for physical
Yeah.
books and then total.
Yeah. I probably have like 80 physical books because I'm almost at 100
Yeah,
for the
you have a
year.
lot of audiobooks too.
Yeah, that's probably 20 because I just discovered like Kindle Unlimited having audiobooks and Audible. I only buy one a month.
Yeah. I
So.
think I've only listened to like 5 audiobooks this year. And that short story.
It's just easier for me right now
Yeah.
because with all the Bible studies we've been a part
Well, and
of,
you have a daughter.
yeah, it's easier to
So
pop one in and like just do my chores
yeah.
or whatever, play Magna Tiles, like,
Yeah.
because honestly, playing with a toddler is so hard for me. It is so hard.
I do it every day, all
I
day.
know. I know. And I'm like, how am I supposed to play pretend? It's boring. Like, because I'm so old, and but popping in a headphone, I can build a tower, I can do
That's so funny because I do
it.
it every day and it's so easy for me, but it's also my job.
Yeah. I'm happy for
So,
you.
yeah. Sometimes,
It's
well, it is, yeah, but
my
sometimes it does get boring. Like, if we're doing the same thing, if I have it to do it with every single kid, like
job
if they all gravitate towards the same toy,
too,
I'm like, oh, here we go again. We're doing the critter clinic. Okay, open green door. I'm like,
Oh, man. That's rough. Okay, so speaking of the Bible studies, we were involved with in like three this fall. So from September to November, like it just ended this week. And I highly overestimated what I could accomplish while also being involved in those studies. Because those studies, you have to do something every day of the week involved in that study. And then I have to do like all my house chores and all that, and parent and all that. So highly overestimated what I was able to do. I put 23 books on my TBR and I read 10.
Okay, that's not bad. That's like a little bit less than half,
Yeah, a little bit
but
less. Yeah.
that's okay.
But you know what? I did read like
You read some off your TBR though.
I did for sure. I was trying to think like I think I did 27 books total for the
Oh,
fall.
dang, girl.
So that's pretty good. But I think 16 of those were audio.
Okay.
So I read 11 physical books in over 3 months. That's really sad. But 18 of those were not on my TBR. So what I originally had on my TBR was Powerful, Fearful, The Pumpkin Spice Cafe, The Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, Not Quite Dead Yet, The Running Man, The First Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn. And then I have Midnight Sun on there. Okay, pause. We're going back to Twilight. Midnight Sun. Did you know that's Edward's perspective? Oh my
I
gosh.
can't wait to read it.
I
I'm gonna
didn't
read it last
know.
though, but yeah.
They say read it after Twilight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe you should do that.
I don't have it though.
Oh, bummer. Well, I discovered that like a few nights ago. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed. And then I was like, wait, why is there not a Midnight Sun
You know
movie?
what? It could be. You could read it, like take a break from Twilight for a little bit and then go back and read Midnight Sun to
That's
get
what I
like a
was
Twilight
thinking.
fix, you
That's what I
know?
was thinking. It's like when I miss it, I'll go back.
That's what I'll do probably.
Now I'm like, wait, I'll take it off my fall TBR and I will just come back to it whenever I want. So then I had The Will of the Many, The Strength of the Few, because that's a new release this month. Thursday Murder Club. I had that library book for 3 months sitting on my shelf. I finally got like a message from the library saying like, hey, return the book, you jerk. And I was like, oh, sorry. And so I returned it yesterday. And then I had Caraval, Legendary, and Finale. Is that right? And then Once Upon a Broken Heart, and the other ones that I don't know the name of. Never After. What's the other one?
The Ballad of Never After and then A Curse for True Love.
Yeah. Okay. And then I had The Nightingale, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and then Long Bright
Dude.
River.
Dude. Sunrise on the Reaping trailer.
I
I was
know.
like, I'm probably gonna reread it right before the movie. Because I forgot a lot of it.
No way. How did you forget it?
Well, I like remember like I don't remember. I just want to read it all again, like right before, so I can be fresh.
I feel like, honestly, it doesn't look like how I imagined it.
Same. And that's why I was really confused and I was like, wait, I need to reread it. Like the thingy-majiggy, the arena
Yeah.
did not look
The
anything.
cornucopia.
I was like, huh?
Yeah. And like the aisles of flowers. I was like, where are those colors from? And like, And everything's poisonous. Where's all the poison? You
Well,
know, like,
it was disguised as like
yeah,
the
but like, there was nothing there. It was grass, the cornucopia, and the flowers. You know, like, they would have to, like,
I don't remember, but I want to reread it
I don't remember the
because
flowers.
I don't
The
either. That's
colors, the colorscape. I was like, what's going on?
I don't know, but it looked really good, so I was
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's gonna be good no
oh,
matter
I
what.
know. They all look really young though.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel about everyone looking like they're like 13.
Yeah. And they're like, what, 48? 48 tributes? There's 48, right? Because it's double. So two from 12 districts for 48, right? Okay. And then what else? The woman, they're like, she's like on the gurney thing, and then like what was that? Is that Drusilla? Why is she stiff?
I don't know, and that's why I'm gonna reread it because I don't remember.
It might be like cosmetic things.
Maybe she just had like a lot of stuff done, so
Yeah, now she's stiff.
yeah.
Like, where did that come from? But I don't think that was in the book.
I don't remember, but I'm gonna reread it, so.
Okay. So, off my 23 books in my TBR, I read 10.
Okay.
And I read 18 books that were not on my TBR.
Wow, that's crazy. I think I read three books that weren't on my TBR. No, I read five. I read five books that weren't on my TBR.
Yeah, we do have like 9 days left in November. So I'm going to count Eclipse and Breaking Dawn finished by November. I think I can finish those by the end. So that
Okay.
gives me like 12 out of 23 books finished. So that's almost halfway. I'll give myself that. I'm excited. But did you say what did you read instead? You did, right? The
I didn't.
Oh, okay. The Plated Prisoner.
I read Glint, Gleam, and Glow from the Plated Prisoner series. And Gleam and Glow are like 600, 700 pages. Like they're long. And so those two books took up a lot of time for me to read. But then I also listened to Debney Perry, like a duology, Crossroads and Sunlight. It's like a like the Haven River Ranch duology. It's like interconnected, like romance books. And those were really good. They're really short. I think only like 8 hours of like listening. So not too bad. On like 1.5 speed. And then I read If It Makes You Happy, because that was a book club book. Falling Like Leaves, and then The Academy. So I read those as well as the ones on my full TBR. So I don't know how many I actually read.
I think I heard that. I know, like you said, the Debney Perry duology was good, but I think I've heard other people say it's like also good. Like people are talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was pretty good, and I probably will get them eventually physical because I have her new fantasy book.
Is it Shield of Sparrows?
Yes, Shield of Sparrows, and so I'm someone like if I've read multiple books by the same author, I want to get them all
Yeah.
because it's like a shrine to them, you know. I want to like have all their books if I've read them, especially if it's the same author. So,
Yeah.
like Lynn Painter, I have all of her books except for the new one.
Fix skating.
Yes, because it's not in paperback yet.
Oh my gosh. I have all of hers in hardcover.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to buy the blue one because I feel like that goes with the her scheme more. But there's a maroon special edition at Target, which is really cute, which doesn't go with the rest of the books.
Yeah.
But I tried ordering the blue one for like a drive-up order, and they were like out of stock, and I'm so mad.
Dang.
So either I'll get the maroon one, or I'll just wait to get the blue one.
Yeah.
What I read instead was Project Hail Mary, and I read that on audio. And then Third Gilmore Girl, My Next Breath, Haunted Ever After, Regretting You. These were all audible. And then I tried People Watching. I bought the book physical. Halfway through it, I was like, this is trash. So I sold that immediately. I bought the Song of Achilles on Audible and realized it's an LGBTQ book, so I DNF'd that. Verity, I read on physical because I'm like, I had a huge Colleen Hoover phase this fall. I'm loving it. Verity was so good. The Fall Risk, which was like, it's Abby Jimenez short story. A bunch of romance authors got together and wrote a bunch of short stories. There's like six of them, like Christina Lauren, Ashley Poston, Poston, whatever. So I read The Fall Risk because you know I love AJ. So, and then Reminders of Him, In the Likely Event, Winter Garden. These were all Audible. And then I read The Academy, which was physical. Variation in Layla, I read on Audible. And then If It Makes You Happy, that was a physical one, which was like 500 pages. And so it took me like a week to finish. When I pick up a physical book now, it's taking me like a week and a half to finish. It's been so hard with this season I'm in. But all the Bible stories are over, so I'll be picking it back up. I'm so
Yes.
excited. And then I listened on Audible to Quicksilver and then Evidence of the Affair because I was like, it's not about, like, the main characters are not having an affair. They are the victims of their partners having an affair. So I was like, how is this book gonna work out? And so I listened to it. It was fine. It's a series of letters. It's not like people talking face to face, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was shorter. I think like 2 hour audiobook.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
So super short. And I don't even
Wait,
think
which one was that?
Evidence of the Affair.
Okay.
Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Okay. I think it's a short story, right?
Yeah. Maybe like 80 pages, I think. But I don't even think that it's on, like, I don't think it's printed as a physical book. I think it's audio only. But yeah, I wish I had gotten to the Simon Bunn bookstore. I know I can read that in December, but it just feels more fall.
Let's read it next.
But I don't wanna quit my Twilight.
Just take a break for like one book and then come back.
I know. I think I'd read the Simon Bunn bookstore in like 2 days. I think I'd read it so fast.
Yeah, just read it really fast
Cause
after you finish Eclipse.
I don't know. We'll see. Cause I think
Because you don't want to wait till next fall to read it.
No, I don't. Because I want to read Gingerbread Bakery and I want to read
Exactly.
Christmas Tree Farm.
Exactly.
But can I read Cinnamon Bun Bookstore before those? I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Then don't do it.
I need to do it right now.
Yeah.
I need to finish Twilight and then just.
Yeah.
But I have to do that before the end of November. I don't have enough time. And then I was really hoping to get to The Will of the Many so then I could read The Strength of the Few because I hear it's just so good. And it's a fantasy. I haven't read fantasy in a long time. I don't really call it Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight's not really a
Yeah.
fantasy.
We need more people biting heads off if we kind of call it fantasy.
Or more powers and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm sad I didn't get to that. And then Thursday Murder Club, like I said, my library book just sitting there for a few months. I felt so
It's
bad.
fine. You can do
I
it.
was like, I'm gonna get to it, and then I didn't ever pick it up. And then I hated Caraball, so I haven't picked up the rest of the series, which
So
means I
rude.
can't read Once Upon a Broken Heart.
That series is so much
I
better.
know, but I have to read Caraball
Yeah, you
first. It's
do.
freaking me
But
out.
Legendary, I feel like, is a lot better than Caraval because I like the sister better than
I
I like
know.
what's her name? I forget.
I forgot now.
I like Tilla, Tilly, starts with a T.
I
I
don't
forget better than the
know.
sister Scarlet.
Yeah, you're right.
Better than Scarlet. So.
Nightingale. I think I could read that in December. I think it's okay to push it off. And then The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I feel like that's like a November book. So do I just wait till next year to read it?
Oh my gosh, no.
But it'll
Just
be
read it
good.
whenever.
It'll be good right before Sunrise on the Reaping comes out. And then I want to only read Long Bright River because the show came out with, I think, what's her name? Amanda Sweeney. She's in The Housemaid.
Is that her name?
Is that her name?
No, that's Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, Sydney?
Amanda. What are you talking about?
Okay, the blonde, blue eyes, big eyes. Okay. She plays in Long Bright Rover, and I need something to watch, so I gotta read it first so I can watch it. That's my only reason. But yeah, 50% on my TBR. I overshot this month or this
Well, you just went off your
season.
TBR. You
Yeah,
didn't
that's
overshoot, you
true.
just went off of it.
That's true.
No,
I feel guilty, like I need to be in trouble.
you're good.
All right. Well, that was our fall TBR.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.